It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. The interim director of the University of Illinois Police Training Institute says state and U of I officials are close to a plan to keep the facility open. But Michael Schlosser says all parties have yet to decide what shape PTI will take in the months ahead. His comments follow last week's meeting of the Illinois Law Enforcement and Standards Board. It's working towards an agreement for the institute after unanimously agreeing to recertify courses there. A plan to close PTI was pulled from the U of I trustees' agenda just days before a recent meeting. Schlosser says the core mission of the institute will remain in place, but he says the new vision should include extensive research involving other academic departments.
The University of Illinois is, you know, one of the premier universities for computer science and technology and law enforcement. That they kind of go hand in hand now. We need to pursue advancements in law enforcement technology. We have great departments in education and sociology and psychology and kinesiology. So many things that we could, you know, accomplish.
Schlosser says financial details will have to be worked out as well, but he says PTI has made great strides in reducing its budget without impacting the quality of training. Schlosser credits area legislators and Urbana Mayor Laurel Prussing, who have been vocal in their support for the facility and finding new sources for funding. A 23-year-old Marine from Western Indiana has been laid to rest after dying last month in Afghanistan. On Sunday, nearly 1,000 people came out to pay tribute to Lance Corporal Joshua Witzman in his hometown of Covington, Indiana. Among those in attendance were members of the Patriot Guard. It's a motorcycle club whose participants attend military funerals across the country. Andy Shirley with the Indiana Patriot Guard says he's been to too many of these funerals, and he says he doesn't try to keep count.
I think we've had too many die already, and I don't think it's something that ought to be put out there on your chest that I've been to this many. It's not about me. It's about the gentleman's laying in that casket in here. That's what it's about. And right now, that's the only mission that counts.
After a memorial service, Witzman's body was buried at West Lebanon Cemetery. The military is still investigating the cause of his death. Some types of cigar wrappers could soon be banned from the state of Illinois. Rachel Otwell reports.
It's not a hard argument to win. Tobacco and kids are two things that shouldn't go together. Many lawmakers argue tobacco companies with sugary flavors added to their products should have to quit selling them in the state. But a recent proposal would only target flavored cigar wrappers, not flavored cigars. Ron Tully works for one of the companies that makes the wrappers. It's based in Kentucky. He says tobacco companies pushed the legislation to lessen competition.
It's very unfortunate that Illinois is prepared to pick winners and losers in the tobacco industry. I know no one likes tobacco, but it's somewhat unfair that because we are an out-of-state company that our product is being targeted.
Still, critics say tobacco products that appeal to kids should be banned and that the wrappers also facilitate drug use, like smoking marijuana. The plan would fine sellers up to $1,000. The measure is awaiting the governor's action. I'm Rachel Otwell.
Defense lawyers are seeking the release of a Chicago man awaiting trial on charges he plotted to travel overseas to become a suicide bomber for Al-Qaeda and another terror group. The issue is expected to come up at a status hearing today for Shaker Masri. The Alabama-born Masri has been held without bond in Chicago since his 2010 arrest. A federal judge delayed his trial until September, and the defense says Masri's long detention violates his rights. Prosecutors oppose Masri's release. They say he remains obsessed with becoming a martyr. In a recent filing, prosecutors suggested Masri could attempt an attack in the United States if he's freed. The head of Chicago Public Schools says he's disappointed that the Chicago Teachers Union took a strike authorization vote before an independent fact finder presented a recommendation. CEO Jean-Claude Brizard reacted Monday to news that the Teachers Union received enough votes to authorize a strike. Union spokeswoman Stephanie Gadlin said the vote that began last Wednesday well surpassed the 75% approval required by state law. Union leaders say the authorization vote gives teachers the legal authority to call a strike in the fall and gives them added leverage at the bargaining table. The CTU has scheduled a news conference this afternoon to discuss the vote. Brizard issued a statement saying it's a shame that the union rushed teachers to authorize a strike before having the complete information on the table. An Indiana appeals court has upheld a 30-year prison sentence for a central Indiana teenager convicted of attempted murder in the shooting of a former middle school classmate. The appeals court ruling released today rejects arguments from an attorney for 17-year-old Michael Phelps that the sentence was inappropriate for the March 2011 shooting at Martinsville West Middle School. A Morgan County judge last year convicted Phelps of shooting then-15-year-old Chance Jackson twice in the abdomen after an ongoing dispute between the two, who had both dated the same girl. Jackson's mother testified that her son needed multiple surgeries to address liver and kidney damage. Caterpillar has started advertising for replacement workers to fill in for striking workers at its plant in Joliet. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers represents 780 workers at Joliet who went on strike on May 1st. Caterpillar spokesman Jim Dugan says the Peoria-based company decided to look for temporary replacement workers because it believes it has exhausted the negotiation process. Dugan says hiring the workers was part of Caterpillar's contingency plan in the event of a prolonged strike. Members of the machinists' union have overwhelmingly rejected two contract proposals from the company. Union member Alan Williams says striking workers remain resolved about getting a good deal. And Williams says Caterpillar will not be able to replace them quickly because the people they bring in will not have the same skills. Indiana Democrats hope to energize voters in a GOP-friendly area when they host their annual state convention outside Indianapolis for the first time. About 2,000 Democratic Party delegates will descend on Fort Wayne's Grand Wayne Convention Center this weekend as the party gathers to nominate its slate of candidates, adopt an official platform, and select delegates to the 2012 Democratic National Convention. Democratic Mayor Tom Henry tells the News Sentinel the convention could bring about $500,000 in tourism revenue to the city. And a plant that processes Asian carp may be headed to southwestern Illinois. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports local investors and their business partners on Thursday will announce plans to build the site in the Mississippi River town of Grafton. Mayor Tom Thompson says the development by the local investment group American Heartland Fish Products could mean about 35 jobs and a market for area fishermen. The plant also could help control the populations of silver carp and bighead carp. Those are species from Asia that increasingly have crowded out more popular fish in the Mississippi and Illinois rivers. Asian carp are large fish that can leap from the water when startled, potentially injuring fishermen, other boaters, and water skiers. In sports, the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago White Sox are both off today before they continue interleague play with a matchup against one another at Busch Stadium. Cards are fighting to stay above 500 at 31-30. That still puts them in second place in the NL Central. The White Sox, meanwhile, top the AL Central at 33-27. They have a half-game advantage over Cleveland. The Chicago Cubs are also off today after finishing a 10-game road trip with a 2-8 record. Starting tomorrow, they will play 15 of their next 18 games at Wrigley Field. So far this season, the Cubs are 20-40, 12.5 games out of first place in the NL Central. You can find more news at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.